Thank you, Jake. All right. Good morning. How are we doing this morning? Are we awake? Yes. Have you had your coffee? Yes. I don't like coffee, so. But all right. So this morning, the first verse of the day, I'm going to start out with the quick verse. It is Isaiah 41:9-10. It says, "You whom I took from the end of the earth and called from its farthest corner, saying to you, 'You are my servant, I have chosen you and cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with my righteous right hand.'" I'm opening with this verse because I don't know about y'all, but I'm a little nervous. Never done this before. This is my first time. But I chose this verse just to start out with because God calls us each for one specific thing, and that's to be a disciple of Him, follow in His footsteps, and be more like Him. So I started with that verse. Another verse is going to be, we're going to do things a little different. Who brought their Bible with them this morning? Awesome. All right. Everybody pull out your Bible, and we're going to do a quick trivia just to make sure you guys are awake. All right, first one to 1 Timothy 4:12. Raise your hand. Let me know when you get there. 1 Timothy 4:12. Where is it? All right, keep your hand raised. Who had their hand raised first? All right, that's a lot of you. We're going to go to this lady right here. Here, you get, just to start out Thanksgiving, here's some Skittles. So, Halloween, whatever. All right. So 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no one despise you of your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct and love and faith and purity." That's a good verse to me as well because I'm only 22 years old, and like I said, I've never done something like this before. So just to step out in faith and have the faith that we all need, it's pretty awesome. But I want to start out by saying that how bad have you ever wanted something? Have you wanted something so bad in your life you basically do anything to do it? Well, when I was growing up, I love sports. I loved anything. So I would do anything to be able to play a sport, to get on the field, to do anything. When I was growing up, I was born with sepsis. If you don't know what that is basically a disease that can spread throughout your body, and not many people live off of it. I was born with that, and the doctor said that I wasn't supposed to live. So that was hard for my family and hard for me growing up because I didn't know if I was going to make it. Obviously, I didn't know at all because I couldn't really think because I was so young. But that was really hard for me and my family. But as times went on, I was able to push through. And then I also, in my gallbladder, I couldn't digest food properly. So that was a big struggle for me in my life. So just growing up, it was really hard for me to basically just take the next step in life. So I had to go to God and ask for faith and have Him get me through it. And so as I grew up, I continued. I went to pre-K. We found out I was diagnosed with dyslexia. So I don't really have notes because I struggle with reading. So basically this whole thing is done off of faith, and I hope you guys get something out of it because it's all in God's hands. As I was growing up, I went to pre-K. Yeah, big school. Big step in life. It's really hard to get through pre-K. No, I'm just kidding. But I went to pre-K and I didn't know. Well, I was really young, so I go to pre-K and I had dyslexia, and they said I wasn't learning quick enough, so they held me back in pre-K. Who would ever thought pre-K? I was like, oh, this is a great start. So that's how I started. And then I went on and went through pre-K all over again. And yeah, went peed my pants and all that stuff as little kids do. And went on to the next grade and went on through elementary school. In elementary school, I struggled even more, and I realized that I needed help. I was struggling, so we went to the doctor, and I got diagnosed for good. And that they said it was so severe that I probably wasn't going to make it through elementary school. I wasn't going to make it through the fifth grade. It just wasn't going to happen. And so I took that personal and said, no, I want to take the next step. That's not going to happen. I'm going to push through this, and I'm going to get through. So as I'm going through elementary school and stuff, and I'm slowly progressing, I had to get a tutor. I had to work three times harder than everybody else had to. It wasn't easy for me, but praise be to God, I was able to get through elementary school. So then I get into middle school, and it still isn't easy, and I still have the doctor saying, oh, he can't make it. Well, I end up getting all the way through middle school, all the way through high school, long story short, and I was able to continue my career and what I love. But having everybody tell me, well, not you guys, but like doctors and stuff, just because my symptoms, saying that I wasn't going to be able to do it, I took that to heart, and that's where that verse came in, the 1 Timothy 4:12 says, let us despise the youth, but see the believers in conduct and faith and in purity. It's pretty cool. And then also the next verse, oops, missed it. Hold on, let me go back here really quick. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the confidence of things not seen. That was pretty much one of my go-to verses as I got through high school, because after everything I went through, after all that that I had going on, people telling me I couldn't, I knew God had a different plan in my life. So I continued to go off of faith and continue, even though I didn't know. I was raised up in a church. My parents did really good with that. I really appreciate them. But I struggled massively, and I still struggle today. As you can tell, I don't have any notes to read because I struggle with that. So that was big. But then I continued to go on in my life. And I was going to Northwest Florida State College, and I'm praying. I'm like, God, what am I doing in college? I wasn't supposed to make it this far. What's next in store for me? So I went to Northwest for about a year and a half. I didn't know what I was supposed to do with my life. I'm just going there because that's what you do after college or high school, I guess. So I'm just going, having fun, spending money at college that I didn't have, just like every college student has. But then one day I was eating lunch with a couple of my friends in the cafeteria, and a firefighter walked up to me and was like, hey man, I heard you're a good kid. I was like, I don't know you. Like, I had no clue who he was. I was an ambassador at Northwest Florida State College. And so my picture was on. I helped people get to their classes and stuff because I liked helping people. But he came up to me and was like, hey, I heard from a lady saying, I still don't know who this lady is, but she's saying you're a good kid and you're active. I said, yes, sir. that describes me. I like being, that's what I do. So he was like, well, have you ever thought of being a firefighter? I was like, no, not really. I was like, when I went to the recruiter to try and join the military, they told me I should be a firefighter because I wasn't able to join the military because I'm allergic to seafood in Florida. So that didn't work out. So I went to the fire station where he helped me out, and he was like, hey man, how you like it? So I really liked it. So I said, sign me up. Where do I go? He's like, you want to be a good firefighter, or you want to be a great one? I was like, oh, the best. So I went, instead of going to Northwest for their fire program, I went to the Florida State Fire College, which is the number one fire college in the state of Florida. It was a little expensive, so I went to a lady, one of the doctors that diagnosed me with dyslexia, and I asked her, I said, hey, can you sponsor me? Can you help me pay for fire school? And she said no. She said, I was like, well, thanks, that helps. So I was like, great, I guess I gotta go cut more yards or something. But no, instead, she said no. She didn't recommend me going there because it was a big school, it was hard, it was tough, and she said, you're not gonna make it, I'd rather you go to Northwest. It's easier and you'll have a better chance of making it at Northwest. I said, no, ma'am, that's not going to happen. I said, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do what I can. But thank you for encouraging me. So that motivated me in my drive to take the next step. And once again, all faith and just go where God wanted me to go. And it wasn't easy. So I get to school. It's 3 months of it. It's basically like boot camp for the military, for whoever is in the military. Wake you up at 2 in the morning, come flip your beds and say, get out there and pull hose or whatever. Yeah, all that fun stuff, running a fire. So I made it through the class. I made it through the physical part, and then it came to State Day, which is National Registry. And it's online. It's 100 questions, and you have an hour and a half to take it, I think, maybe 2 hours to take this test. And with my dyslexia, I really struggled with that because it's timed. I have to read things 5-6 times in order to understand what I'm reading. It is, for me, it's challenging. Everybody else, one of my buddies, he's super smart, was the highest in the class, and he finished within 20 minutes, and I'm sitting there like, what's that answer? But we all had different tests, so that didn't work out so well. So anyways, I took the test, and then I ended up failing by, you have to get a 70. A 70 is 100. So you had to get a 70. I didn't get the 70. I got a 68. I failed by 2 points. So I had to, you get one more chance to take it. So I studied. I came back home. I was studying. I failed again. So therefore, when you fail twice, you have to go back through school all over again. And that hit me, and I was like, okay, what do I do now? I said, this was not supposed to happen. This was not part of the plan. I was supposed to go up there. I blew through the physical part, the hands-on outside, and then it got to the inside. And I passed all my tests going through school, and it got to the test day, and I couldn't do it. I didn't have enough time. I couldn't. So I ended up going back to school and said, God, if this is what you want, it's going to happen. So I went through school. All the instructors are like, what in the world are you doing back here? It's like, you're going to beat yourself up again. I said, yep, I'm not quitting. We all have to find that drive in us to persevere and get through something difficult. So I challenge everybody in here, if you're going through something tough, just persevere and be patient, because God has a plan for everybody, no matter what it is. So I just challenge everybody in here to just take a leap of faith and trust in Him that He'll get you through it. So I continue going on through fire school, and I'm there, and at this point, the instructors were looking at me and having me, hey, do you remember what we did last class? Because I kind of forgot. So I was like helping the instructors for the physical part, and then they were helping me with the books work. And I met a lady at the front desk, and she helped me out. She gave me a study guide, and I just continued to read the word and trust in God. The second class, they weren't as friendly as the first one. I'm really close with my first class. The second one, I was getting picked on, and just because that I only had to go through fire two, not fire one. Fire one is 2 months, fire two is 1 month. And so I just had to go for the second half, and they were like, you can't just come in here in the second half and know what to do. And I was like, well, I've been through the first half too. Trust me, yeah, you guys don't know what you're in for. So it got to state day, and I ended up passing first try. I don't remember what I got, because if you fail, it's really weird. If you fail, it tells you what you got, like, haha, you failed. If you pass, it just says pass. So I could have got a 70, but hey, I got 100. So, So I passed. I came back here, and I was just hanging out. I didn't know what to do next. I guess go find a job and become an adult and not get sleep and do all that fun stuff. So I went out and started looking, and then my sister, she went and took. She does photography on the side. So if anybody needs a photographer, ask my sister. But she was taking baby pictures for this guy, and he's like, she was asking him where he worked and stuff. And so, he's like, I'm a firefighter. And they're like, oh, that's cool. My brother just graduated. And he's like, oh, well, we're hiring. So I went to North Okaloosa and Crestview, and applied there. And within a couple weeks, I got hired on for North Okaloosa. And the lady that told me that I wasn't going to do good in school, she was shocked. I haven't heard back from her. She didn't say anything. So, but, oh, well, maybe she'll give other people a chance now. I don't remember her name. But I thought that was cool how God works in our lives. And then another thing to piggyback off that is I'm in Merge. If any of you guys are looking for a Bible study or something, it's the Merge group. We meet over at the 10th Second Street house. There's a group of them right here. If you have any questions, they'd be glad to talk to you. But we were talking at our Bible study on Thursday, and just the guys, and we were just talking, and what happened? Hold on, I went blank. Oh shoot, this is where I need notes, but I don't have any, so. Basically, it was talking about getting out of your comfort zone. How do you get out of your comfort zone, and are you willing to, if God were to ask you to pick up your bags and walk with Him, would you give up everything to do whatever He asked you to, whether it be to go across the street and buy a homeless person a McDonald's sandwich for a dollar, or if it were to go to the other country to be a missionary, would you be willing to do it? And we were just discussing that, and would you take the faith, and would you do it? And it's not always easy, but I challenge everybody to take that step, because it's awesome. We were talking, and they were praying for me coming up to do this. Like I said, I've never done this before. But when you do it, or something that God has planned for you, it becomes easier after that. You can slowly start to help other people and grow closer with Him through action and prayer and just having a group to be with. excuse me. But if you're struggling or anything, that it's really cool. And then what was the other thing? Hold on. Another thing is when I go to Mexico. Who's been on a mission trip before? Okay. Not many people, I guess. I challenge everybody to go on a mission trip sometime in their life, because it really changes your aspect on life. I go to Mexico. I've been 6 or 7 times. I can't count that high anymore. Yeah, thanks. But So, but the first time I went to Mexico, it's a little orphanage called Casa Hogar Alim. It's right over the border, 5 miles into the border. And the first year I went, our group's all upstairs eating, and we're all talking and chatter and getting along and whatever. And we don't realize what we take for granted. It's unreal. So we're eating upstairs, and I come downstairs to throw my food away, the crust on my sandwich, and everybody else is throwing their leftover ramen noodles away and their Easy Mac, and we think nothing of it. We're like, oh, whatever, it's a couple bites. Well, I went down there later that night, and one of the girls in the orphanage, she goes in the trash can, and she starts scooping the food out of the trash can. And that really hit me, because it's just crazy to think, we have a sandwich, you throw the ends on a loaf of bread away, like, ew, who wants that? Or some people cut the crust off their bread, and that's what they eat for a main meal sometimes. It's changed a lot lately, but the Merge group and I, we're taking a group up this Christmas. The orphanage has changed a lot. And as far as like their eating habits and stuff, but they still need help. And so, somebody in our church, praise be to God, donated money, for my Bible study. Well, not my Bible study, Michelle Carmichael, wherever she is, to take a trip to Mexico. And, basically our mission is to just love on the kids and give back. I've gone every year for the past 4 or 5 years during Christmas time, and that's been my Christmas present for the past 4 or 5 years, as well as my birthday in June. Perfect. Right in the middle. 6 months. Boom, boom. That's now that I'm adult, I get the perfect amount of leave time, because that's all I get. Our Bible study group is getting together, and we're going, and if you're interested, I'd love for you to join. There are spots available through our church, and as far as Beachside as well, they're going to be going as well. But yeah, I really just want to, before I close, I really just want to challenge you guys to take a leap of faith in whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're going through in life. Just give it to God and trust that God has a plan for each and every one of you guys. No matter what it is, no matter what you're struggling through, no matter what the doctors say, no matter, you can get through anything in life. You just got to put your mind through it and keep pushing. And so I got one more verse. And hold on. Oh no. Phones, technology these days, isn't it great? Okay, here it is. It's Isaiah 6:8. And I hear the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go with us? Then I said, here I am, Lord, send me. Actually, when I went through fire school, that's the firefighter memory verse. That's one of our verses that we go to when we need something is, Lord, here I am, send me. Where do you want me going today? How can I help? Lord, use me in your will. So that's going to be my closing verse, because it's so powerful. Just I love helping people. I love anything I can do to help somebody. I'm here. And so if anybody needs anything, any advice, I'll do what I can. I'm only 22, so I don't have that much experience. So, yes. So here I am, send me. So I'm going to close with that. If who's coming up next?